And there are three different phrases that are used in the Greek language used in the Gospels to describe how Christ actually died, those last moments of physical life, Matthew chapter 27 and the verse 50. And the words are translated, he yielded up the ghost, and literally there it is, he sent the spirit away. Mark 15, the verse 37, he gave up the ghost. And it's the same in Luke 23 and the verse 46, he gave up the ghost. The word there is the word for expire. It is only used of Christ and only used in relation to the issue of the cross, never used of anyone else. And then here in John 19 and the verse 30, he gave up the ghost. The words here literally have to do with the surrendering or the delivering up of his spirit. And through the epistles, we commonly read the phrase, Christ died, but that's not how we read of it here in the Gospels. It speaks of Christ, as I've said, yielding up, giving up the ghost, sending away the spirit, and so on. And there was a particular reason for that. It was to emphasize the peculiar nature of the death of Christ, the uniqueness of his death, that it was a voluntary death. For notice that it says here, he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. And that is not the normal order of things in the process of death. If you have ever watched anyone passing from this scene of time, the normal order is that there will be the giving up of the ghost, the last breath, and then the bowing of the head. But here there was the bowing of the head first of all, and then the giving up of the ghost. And I believe it was to emphasize to all that were gathered there that this was a voluntary death. And certainly the centurion noticed that there was something unusual about it, for in Luke chapter 23 and the verse 39, when the centurion, which stood over against him, saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, truly this was the Son of God. And when he saw that he so gave up the ghost, he made this great declaration that this was indeed the Son of God. And therefore this was to be something that is to be recognized by God's people, the voluntary death of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure there are many reasons why the Lord did give up himself in this way. And I'm not suggesting that I have all the answers, but I want to give three suggestions today. First of all, to show that it never was the nails that held Christ to the cross. If you think of those words in Matthew 26 and the verse 53, thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels. The Lord could have come down from the cross any moment that he desired. And so it wasn't the nails of the cross that put Christ to death, for he voluntarily bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Leslie Armstrong was a Baptist preacher. He died of cancer, but in the last weeks of his life, he wrote a lovely tract entitled Jesus, the Christ of God. He is the altogether lovely. And he said in that tract, Christ died in crucifixion, but he did not die of crucifixion. He died on the cross, but he did not die so much because of the cross. He bowed his head and voluntarily gave up the ghost. It was never the nails that held him there. It was our sin. It was our sin that brought him to the cross. But surely this voluntary death, it was also to confirm this saying, it is finished. Now, that is the whole context here in John's Gospel. And when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. And so the Lord here, he was referring to the great transaction of salvation, referring to the purchasing of redemption. And he was confirming then that it was this purchase of redemption that brought him to the cross. And in order to prove it, he bowed his head and gave up the ghost, confirming that salvation had now been purchased in its sufficiency and in its fullness. He defied the Roman soldiers that he might make that testimony and confirm it. But I want to notice also then that he did this voluntarily death. He died voluntarily to preserve the type of him being the Passover lamb. For when the Lord voluntarily gave up the ghost, he did so that he might not have his legs broken. Remember how when the soldiers came to the crosses, they came to the outside crosses first, the thieves. And remember how they were still alive. And so they broke their legs that the process of death may be speeded up. But when they came to the center cross, when they came to the spotless Lamb of God, he was already dead. He had defied the soldiers. And therefore, it preserved the type. His legs were not broken. Instead, his side was pierced. Remember how the Passover lamb, the legs of the lamb were not to be broken. And Christ then, as he bowed his head and gave up the ghost, he did so that he might preserve that great truth that he is the Passover lamb. And that we can say, when I the Lord shall see the blood, he will pass over us. We have this great testimony that we are protected. And of course, as the legs were not broken, his side then was pierced. There was that fountain opened up for sin and all uncleanness. And today then, as we see these words, he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. We have this great testimony. The blood has been shed. The blood has been applied. And we are safe. We are secure in him. We trust the Lord will bless these brief thoughts to our